mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
I take the position that we should, in Virginia, embrace an all-of-the-above energy future, energy policy for the Commonwealth of Virginia. I used to work at the U.S. Department of Energy. I was the Deputy General Counsel of the Department of Energy. I know a lot about energy policy.
What I believe and what we're fighting for is that everyone should have access to high-quality health care. We believe that that should be a right and not a privilege. Senator Vogel, to this day, is blocking 400,000 Virginians who could already have health insurance under Medicaid expansion. She's making them go without.
We're talking about his pledge, which is for single-payer health care. And people say, well, what's single-payer? That's government-run health care. We're no longer talking about people not having health insurance. We're talking about 5 million people in Virginia who lose their private health insurance. His plan is no more private health insurance in Virginia. I have lots of Democrats who support me. I have lots of independents who support me. I have lots of colleagues in the legislature on both sides of the aisle who all work with me, and we all talk about health policy all the time. I cannot think of, I haven't really engaged in any discussions with anybody who thinks that government-run healthcare is a solution. And even if they like the idea of it and find it appealing, nobody thinks that we can afford it.
That voice you just heard was Jill Vogel, Virginia State Senator, and she's running for lieutenant governor in the state, running, and that was, she was competing against Justin Fairfax last night in that debate in Richmond. And Jill joins us now. Senator, thanks so much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. You can tell from listening that got to be a pretty lively debate.
It sounds like I see one blog here that's called Blue Virginia. It's a liberal blog. It says Justin Fairfax utterly routs Trump-loving Jill Vogel in Virginia lieutenant governor for him. Is that how you felt about?
Not at all. And I think you have to take in consideration that that was called Blue Virginia.
Yes, I know.
So that's obviously incredibly biased. But I think anybody who watched the debate would appreciate that there was certainly a great contrast. But I think I had a great opportunity just to make a case that I've been in the Senate for 10 years, and I've worked incredibly hard to make Virginia a well-managed state with, you know, my major purpose to put principle over party and to always do what's right for the Commonwealth of Virginia. And that means breaking with my party when it's necessary. And I've worked on budgets, and I've been in charge of the finance subcommittee that's responsible for all the state employees and public safety and the state technology. And I've grappled with the really tough issues, and I've introduced bills that affect transportation, autism, health care. And so as we go into this election, where we have great challenges but also great opportunities, I was able, I believe, to highlight both my experience but also distinguish where I am on the issues and, frankly, where Justin Fairfax is on the issues, not just between where he and I stand but also where he stands opposed to the other two Democrats that are running with him on his ticket. And
yes,
in this case, you played the piece about energy and you played the piece about health care. And in both of those cases, his Democrat opponents are opposed to his position, one on energy, which is, you know, natural gas expanding into Virginia, which would allow us to actually fuel solar and wind and all the renewable energies that we want to expand in Virginia. You can't do that without natural gas. You can't have any more jobs, any more industry come to East or Richmond if you don't have natural gas. He's opposed to it. His colleagues on the Democratic ticket and every Republican, every business person are eager to have that natural gas expansion. And when it comes to health care, he's the only person that's advocating for government-run health care. He took the Bernie Sanders pledge. He believes in it. And you heard in my clip, you know, he made the case that I don't know anybody who believes that that's right for Virginia, that taking people's options for private health insurance away is an option. And more importantly, you know, forget the concept, you got to pay for it. And again, that comes with experience. I've served on the Finance Committee. We simply could never pay for that in Virginia.
Right.
Yeah, I would like to actually speak to that. I said this earlier when we were discussing the debate last night, that you're the only Republican that I have heard couch the health care debate in those terms. And I think it is very smart because most people say, oh, single payer is great. Somebody's going to pay for me. They don't realize it's government run as well. And then when they say, oh, government run, I don't know how good this is going to be. Is this something, though, in couching it in this way, is this a way that you can win that argument? Do you think by putting it in that light, it helps you win that argument from people who like single payer but don't like government run?
Well, you know, my obligation as somebody who represents the community that I represent in the Senate of Virginia and somebody who would represent all of Virginia in the Senate is, you know, not to be out there being an activist and not to be out there trying to fan the flames in a partisan way. My job is to make Virginia a well-managed state and to look out for all Virginians. And, you know, the idea is, can you speak intelligently in a way that helps people understand that you really only have one option?
Senator, if you don't mind, just because we're a little short on time.
$23 billion. Yeah, I'm sorry. It'd be $23 billion extra in our budget.
Yes,
that's 43% of our current budget. So that's taking it all out of K-12 and all out of transportation. So the bottom line is, yes, the only way to articulate this issue and talk about it and influence people is to tell them the smart answer, which is the facts. The facts are the facts. You can't change that.
You mentioned speaking intelligently. You mentioned that in the debate as well last night. The Richmond Times-Dispatch highlighting that you said your opponent, Justin Fairfax, is not informed enough to talk intelligently about the issues. Do you think that he's just dumb?
No, of course not.
I'm just curious.
He's incredibly intelligent. He's a very nice person, but I will just tell you, I've served my time in the legislature. I have experience on all of these issues. And what I mean to say is that he's not conversant on many of these subjects. And we had, you know, this come up on another topic of education. And I was talking about the composite index. And that's a formula through which we fund public education. He referred to it as the consumer price index in our debate. And he just mentioned that in passing. But it was clear to me after the fact, and I didn't call him out on it at the time. I didn't think it was necessary. But it occurred to me after the fact that, you know, it was clear to me that he didn't know what we were talking about. I don't think he fundamentally understood how it is that we even fund public education. I mean, he's running for lieutenant governor. These are huge issues. So that's what I'm talking about. And I love that you reference that fact that I'm the only person, or at least in this discussion, that was talking about real facts, that was talking about numbers, that was talking about how you manage Virginia. You're looking for somebody who you're interviewing somebody for a job,
right?
The way you would interview somebody to be the CEO of a company.
Joe Vogel,
these
thank
are,
you.
Are not partisan issues.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We'll have to leave it there, but I genuinely appreciate you stopping by, giving us a recap of how you think you did. Obviously, you think you won, which is great. 844 here on WML. Appreciate that. I'm Mark Livingstone.